Those that go deeper than a holler, it's...
This is why we can't have... Nice things. Nice things.
How low can they go? Or, in this case, how high? Let us go to Colfax, Louisiana. If you're not familiar, that is right there in the central part of Louisiana. Grant Parish, to be exact. And there is an incarceration facility. Some would call a prison.
Oh.
And two Texas women have been arrested after authorities say they used a drone and plastic bird decoys to try and fly drugs and cell phones into the federal prison there in central Louisiana.
Oh my word.
Grant Parish Sheriff's Office intercepted the delivery, which involved plastic crow decoys stuffed with contraband, and they dropped it onto the ground there. Well, that didn't get very far. Suspects told investigators that they were paid $40,000 to execute this smuggling operation. Well, nonetheless, Melanie Worthington of Joshua, Texas, and Cassie Cole of Hearst are now facing multiple felony charges for all of that kind of stuff right there. Disguising the drones as crows. Don't let Hexa think hear this. It'll end up doing that with some of our military. Dum, 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 dum. Wow.
Roberto Maldonado of Clearwater, Florida, maybe one of the bravest men alive. That's because he walked right past the big security guards into a Florida gentleman's club, then ordered 15 personal dances.
Wow.
And promptly walked out on a $650 bill.
Ooh.
Yeah, they think that alcohol may have been involved.
Hmm.
He was later arrested, ordered to cut out the booze, and no more bars for you, Mr. Maldonado.
He's trading the pole for a bar.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right, that's not good. Let's go to the story of Tommy Lynch. I don't exactly know where this happened, but we know where he ended up, as Tommy was recently hospitalized after turning blue from head to toe.
Oh, no.
See, he woke up. Tommy was like, I'm blue. Oh, no. I need help.
Smurfy.
And his friend rushed him to the hospital. Doctors placed Tommy on oxygen before they figured out that the blue color was due to his brand new navy bed sheets.
Aw, Tommy.
The dye in the sheets and transferred to Tommy's skin because Tommy was bad. He failed to wash the sheets before he used them for the first time.
You sure this isn't Dak Prescott?
Oh, dear.
I mean, he's a single man. He's learning to do it all
he's
over.
He's still washing off the blue stains.
So picture it. You're living your best life in beautiful LaSalle, Illinois, when a horrible noise breaks out. Well, don't panic. It was just the average things that we've been enduring this week, like thunderstorm alerts, it was a tornado watch, severe weather, oh, and let's just throw in a nuclear siren as well. But never mind.
Oh.
It was accidentally triggered and a false alarm, so
that's
no
good.
One panicked.
Yeah, it's not like we're at war with somebody.
Nothing to worry about.
Or several. Well, let's go to San Mateo, California.
Or not.
And a driver right there recently crashed into a police car. The driver's distraction led to the accident. And the police officer, of course, who, by the way, says their patrol lights were on, along with several illuminated road flares, police still had enough to ask, hey, why'd you hit the car? The woman apologized and said, I'm sorry, I was watching YouTube.
She's busy.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know what you're going to find when you clean out your car. Loose change, the old library book, or how about a giant python? The Coral Springs, Florida Fire Department is earning their money after removing one of the giant pet snakes from a dashboard. The owner had no clue what to do when it wouldn't move out of the way. So he drove down to the station, and they called it a slithery situation.
No, 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 no,
no. No, thank you.
You
better run.
And let's finish up in Florida since we're there. and an Okeechobee, Florida man recently called up 911 because in his mind he had quite the conundrum. He wanted a divorce. Authorities did respond to the unusual call. They refused to release the man's identity, and they also did not grant him a divorce. It's but good bad. To know, just in case Dak does get hit.
Dum, 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 dum.